This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm David Byrne. The death toll continues to climb, and dozens are reported missing as severe flooding in Germany and Belgium turned streams and streets into raging torrents that swept away cars and caused houses to collapse. Recent storms across parts of Western Europe made rivers and reservoirs burst their banks, triggering flash floods overnight after the saturated soil could not absorb any more water.
Und mein tief empfundenes Beileid gilt allen, die in dieser Katastrophe Angehörige und Freunde.
Speaking at an afternoon news conference at the White House after meeting with President Joe Biden, German Chancellor Angela Merkel said, "My empathy and my heart goes to all of those who in this catastrophe lost their loved ones or who are still worrying about the fate of people still missing, and I include Belgium, Luxembourg, and the Netherlands who have also suffered from flooding." The death toll is expected to rise as dozens of people are reported missing. The United Nations says one-third of the population of Afghanistan is experiencing malnutrition, with at least 18 million people in need of humanitarian assistance. Ramiz Alakbarov, the UN's humanitarian coordinator for Afghanistan, says the increase comes as American forces withdraw from the country and Taliban forces continue their gradual military takeover.
Half of the children under five are experiencing acute malnutrition in the country, and we have actually 13 million people who are feeling basically are in severe hunger situation.
In recent weeks, the Taliban have gained control of key border posts with neighbors Iran, Pakistan, Uzbekistan, and Tajikistan. In many instances, Afghanistan's security forces and military have put up little to no resistance after often being left without resupplies or reinforcements. This is VOA News. European drug regulators are considering Moderna's application to authorize its coronavirus vaccine for children 12 and older, AP's Jennifer King reports.
In the European Union, Moderna's vaccine was given the green light for anyone 18 and over in January. But so far, Pfizer's vaccine is the only one approved for children 12 and up in Europe and North America. Now, Dr. Marco Cavalleri, a top official at the European Medicines Agency, says a decision on whether to recommend Moderna's vaccine for children is expected late next week. EU officials say they've delivered enough vaccines to immunize 70% of the adult population there, and many countries are looking to expand inoculations to children 12 and up. European officials say there's a possible link between the Moderna and Pfizer vaccines to very rare cases of chest and heart inflammation, mostly in younger adult men, but that the benefits still outweigh the risks of COVID-19. I'm Jennifer King.
The World Health Organization said Thursday that COVID-19 cases are rising steeply in Africa, having increased by 1 million in a month. The UN agency's Africa director, Matshidiso Moete, warned during a briefing in Brazzaville, Republic of Congo, that hospitals are near capacity and deaths have jumped by 40% this week.
There is a consistent upward trend in 12 countries with sharp increases in some, such as Algeria, Malawi, Senegal, and Zimbabwe.
Moete said the highly infectious Delta variant is active in 21 countries in the WHO Africa region. Meanwhile, just over 1% of people across Africa have been fully vaccinated against COVID-19, as health officials despair over the slow arrival of doses and watch richer nations return to normal life. More than 35 million families could start seeing new payments showing up in their bank accounts from the federal government, child tax credit money that was part of President Biden's coronavirus relief plan. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
It's our effort to make another giant step toward ending child poverty in America.
The credit is $3,600 annually for children under age 6 and $3,000 for older children up to 17. It phases out for individuals making $75,000 a year or married couples making $150,000.
It's the people in the middle, folks who are struggling, are just looking for a little bit of, my dad would say, a little bit of breathing.
And Vice President Harris notes the money will come just like the bills do.
This tax cut will be issued in monthly payments. This has never happened before. And America, yes, it is a big deal.
President Biden is pushing to make the payments permanent. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Visit voanews.com for more. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd.